This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 5/7/2022. Patient's last name is Clark, C-L-A-R-K. First name is Dana, D-A-N-A. Date of birth is 1/11/1967. Patient is a 55-year-old male who presents with complaint of drainage, nasal drainage, and post-nasal drip that's been ongoing for about a week. He denies any fever or any acute distress. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. ENT patient complaint of nasal discharge, denies any ear pain, no ear discharge, no loss of hearing. It complained of post nasal drip but denies any difficulty swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to codeine. Weight is 294.4 pounds. O2 saturation is 96%. Blood pressure 152/82. Pulse is 85, respiration 18, temperature 97%. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T-P-A-R-L-A-E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, viral syndrome and seasonal allergies. Patient was given sample of Zyrtec and encouraged to increase oral fluids for proper hydration. Also to return to clinic if his symptoms persist. Next patient, last name is Membrano. First name is Laura. Date of birth is 1/2/1972. Date of service is 5/7/2022. Patient is a 50-year-old female who presents for lab results. She denies any acute symptoms. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T-P-R-L-A-E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist. Patient denies any ear pain, no loss of hearing. She denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 168.8 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 127/88. Pulse is 64. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T-P-E-R-L-A-E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Neck, heart S1, S2, audible, regular, rhythm, rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Yeah. Diagnosis, mixed upper lipidemia, GERD, and joint pains. Patient's labs were reviewed with her with elevated cholesterol and triglycerides. Patient diet change and lifestyle modification discussed with proper comprehension. Prescription given for Nexium 40 milligrams 1 POQ day, quantity 90. Tricov 145 milligrams 1 POQ day, quantity 90. Mobig 50 milligrams 1 POQ day, quantity 90. Patient to return to clinic in 3 months for repeat lab and also evaluation of her symptoms. Thank you.